Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. Happy, relatively dry Wednesday hump day. No, it looks... You know, I follow, there's this one guy, Chad Hayward, I follow. He's a kind of a wannabe meteorologist, but he always kind of seems to be on top of things. And he talked yesterday morning about the wind shear.
Okay.
That was going to affect.
Upper atmosphere?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Whatever okay. Wind shear means.
Okay.
And how it had a very good chance of drying up the backside of this storm.
Okay.
And pushing everything more to the east, and it looked like he was right.
Yeah, but east is us from Galveston.
Yeah, but I'm talking further east than us.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I mean, I heard Jeff talking earlier. I mean, Baton Rouge and everybody's getting more stuff than us right now.
Well.
Everything, this is a very easterly, which most hurricanes are, but this one especially, it seems like the precipitation is just pushed far east of the actual eye.
And later on during the year.
Because the eye's just on the Sabine right now.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
What's
left of it.
This is a slow-moving deal, man.
Oh, wow. Well, they talk about rain for the next few days. So.
Yeah. Well, today is a special day that probably a lot of people don't think about in the sports world. But if you are – and this actually predates me a little bit because I was a – very young child when this awful thing happened, but one of the greatest baseball players of all time is honored today, Roberto Clemente.
Number 21.
He passed away on New Year's Eve of 1972, bringing supplies to earthquake-stricken Nicaragua.
That's right.
A native Puerto Rican. And I do believe today in Major League Baseball, any player that wants can wear the number 21.
I believe you're right.
Yes. Which I'm sure a lot of them will be. Just a great story, a sad story, but a wonderful human being. Pittsburgh Pirate, am I correct?
Yes. Yeah. Lifelong.
Lifelong Pittsburgh. And back then, and even in baseball now, you do see guys stay with teams longer than the NFL and the NBA.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, you had a lot of lifelongers.
Lifetime batting average of .317.
Yeah.
Great right fielder. Had an arm that threw out many a base runner. Led the league in outfield assists for many years. And Roberto Clemente, yeah, he played with the Pirates from about 55 to probably his death, which would have been 72.
Yeah. So, happy Roberto Clemente Day. And hopefully we'll see, we'll see a whole bunch of South American players, Puerto Rican, Dominican.
Yeah, Dominican, yes.
You know, a lot of those guys wearing 21 today. So,
I want to say, I'm trying to think how many batting titles he won, but he won a few. I want to say at least two, probably three.
Well, it's so kind of ironic. All off season long for the Saints. We just saw so much bad news. Just bad news. So, and it did not equate to a poor performance, of course, in game one. The Saints are the talk of the NFL right now, if you don't know that.
Oh, yes.
They are the talk of the NFL.
Especially with what's going on now.
Yeah. But in a positive way. What they did to the Packers, you got Packers, which arguably is one of the most followed teams in the United States of America. It showed in Jacksonville. That just wasn't a bunch of Green Bay fans in Jacksonville that just happened to fly over. That's people in that area that are Packers fans. Packers fans are all over the place. You've got that generation that when the Packers just ruled football from the late 50s to the from the 60s, early 60s to the late 60s.
Yeah, they lost to the Eagles in the 60 championship, and then Lombardi didn't lose another playoff game with the Packers.
So you've got that whole generation that passed that down. And now it's even grandchildren. But the Packers are a well-known organization and well-followed. And that's why 80% of the fans in Jacksonville were from, when I say weren't from Green Bay, they were Green Bay followers. But with that being said, just more bad news. It's up to eight now as of this morning. Individuals in the Saints organization have tested positive for COVID. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that they're all vaccinated, which means they can get out of whatever, the doghouse, get out of quarantine, get out of whatever a lot quicker. So we're looking at six offensive coaches, a nutritionist, and Michael Thomas. And if you're going to have a player that's tested positive, you want it to be Michael Thomas because he's on the PUP list anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's really not that big of a deal. The problem is that if eight of them have it, more of them have it, you would think.
Yes.
It's, you know, if it's in the water, okay. So you just keep your fingers crossed that this does not just continue to multiply. Again, part of the good news, because they were vaccinated, if they can get two negative tests 24 hours apart, they immediately can get back.
That's right.
Whereas if you're not vaccinated, it's way more complicated than that. To me, this is the other good news. I'm going to throw in some coaching good news. You would much rather have your offensive coaches, and I don't know who these guys are. They don't list who they are, whether they're coordinators, position coaches, assistant position coaches, whatever. They could be, Lord knows. You have so many analysts and all this stuff these days, you don't know. You would rather have an offensive coach missing during the preparation for a team than a defensive coach.
Yes.
By far. Defense is a reactionary entity in football. In my years, because we were a wing T team, of course I would look at film to figure out the strengths and weaknesses of who we were playing. But I was just basically looking at personnel because I'm going to get out there, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Okay? Just going to do what I'm going to do. Going to find a couple of weaknesses, try to find some weaknesses and do what I'm going to do. Defensively, that's where we spent time. How are you going to adjust to what they do? And you can always say, oh, we're going to do what we do. No, no. Defensively, you have to adjust. You have to adjust to what the offense does. How are you going to play 3-by-1, meaning trips to the right, to one side, single receiver to the left? Well, you can say this is how we're going to play that. This is, on paper, how we're going to play trips to the right and single receiver to the left. Well, then my question to you is, well, how good is the receiver? Where's the best receiver? Is the best receiver the number two receiver on the trip side, or is the best receiver on the X to the single side? Because that depends on how we're going to play that formation. Where are they putting their best receiver to the boundary, or are they putting them to the field? Is the receiver at the slot, or is he wide? How are we going to blitz this? Well, do they like to keep the back in, or do they like to send the back out? There's so many adjustments you have to make as a defensive coach. Defensive coaches grind harder than offensive coaches in high school, college, and NFL. And if they don't, they're just not doing their job. So at least it's not the defensive coaches. So the Saints sign a center, Austin, I guess it's Ryder.
Yeah, I think this
started in the Super Bowl last year.
That's right.
Now, that's the good news.
Yeah.
That Kansas City felt that he was good enough to start for them in the Super Bowl last year. The bad news is that it was the Kansas City much maligned offensive line that was blamed for the Super Bowl loss.
Would they have two or three starters out?
Yes. Yes.
I think both tackles were.
I mean, it was just that group got thrown under the bus is the basic reason for the loss in the Super Bowl. So, but still, we got a guy that's played a lot of ball. Started a couple of seasons for the Chiefs. Of course, Eric McCoy has a calf strain, which caused the move to move Cesar Ruiz from guard to center, and they brought in Calvin Throckmorton. What a game. What a name.
And he played a lot Sunday.
Yes. So they make that move. So now you're bringing in McCoy. Now, I'm sorry, bringing in Ryder. Now, I totally suspect that Ruiz will continue to start at center and Throckmorton at guard, but I could be wrong. You talk about plays and this and that, and it's the NFL, they're pretty set on what they do from team to team, and it's just not – it's not that big of a jump to go from one team to another. Again, I'm going to go to the offensive side. Now, the center has to make all the calls. He's got to declare which way they're going on blocking schemes, which way that he's going to lean the line in passing schemes, of course. You always, when you see a back blocking in the NFL in passing schemes, if the center goes right, the back's going left. That's 100% of the time. If you see him going the same way, typically somebody screwed up. But I can't imagine him being ready to play other than an emergency this week. It's not like a running back. It's not like Latavius Murray, who Peyton Manning joked, he's been on the team like 4 hours, and he just scored a touchdown for the Ravens. But I'll tell you this, I guarantee you Murray would not have been in the game in certain situations that he just didn't understand what they were doing relative to a formation, a shift, a movement. A pass blocking scheme, something.
Call the play, give him the ball.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's probably the deal. Okay, hey, we're running power right here. We're running power. Just give Latavius the ball. He's a goal line type back. Give him the ball.
And he scored.
Yes. And like from 6 yards out. It wasn't just a goal line run.
Correct.
Which doesn't happen that often in the NFL. So, just keep your fingers crossed for the Saints, man. Just all this negative news. And we haven't really talked much on the show about not being able to practice in your own facility.
It's true.
They've been in Texas. Then you have to play your first home game in Jacksonville, which it was good and bad. It was bad because you don't have that great fan base noise. Because I would say that, would you say that Seattle's probably considered a little louder than the Superdome?
Yeah, they built that stadium, the acoustics.
Oh, no,
stadium.
There's a lot about it. There's a lot about the setup of the stadium.
Yeah, Mr. Allen, that when he bought the team, they built that stadium to configure it to where, of course, they took the 12th
man. But the Saints are one of the top five venues as far as noise.
Oh, I agree.
Yes, as far as noise.
But come playoff
when you
time.
Combine a bunch of Louisianians, some alcohol, throwing some alcohol – and football.
Yeah.
We love our football.
Yes.
And the Saints over the years have become very knowledgeable fans. Unlike Vegas.
Yeah.
Where they're screaming on third and two when Vegas has the ball. Well,
that's right.
And Peyton Manning is ripping them. Come on, man.
Yeah, the Saints fans are pretty knowledgeable.
The Saints on third, the Saints kind of their niche. The Saints fans is on third down when the defense is in and it's third down. They get loud.
Yes, they do.
I don't care. It could be third and 20, third and two. Third down is that's become the niche. Yes. That's when it elevates.
Yeah, they got the decibel level. Oh, yes. So like a jet.
Yes, yes, which is fun. Which is a lot of fun. And, man, how fun would it be this year? Look, I'm sorry. I just don't I hate to be a pessimist, but LSU right now, I don't see it.
Well, we'll find out in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about the Cajuns in a minute. And don't get me wrong, I still have some high hopes for the Cajuns, but still just coming out the shoot with the, Texas handles them pretty easily, then Texas just gets manhandled by Arkansas, and then Nichols, is an interception away from
a rushing touchdown.
Yeah, from beating us. So really, I'm living vicariously through the Saints right now.
Yeah, it's still early. I don't care. Because they only play 12 games, Saints 17.
Yeah.
You don't hear too many people say, well, the Saints go 10-6. No, 10-7 or 11-6.
You're right. And now, my hope for 10 wins after that Packers win just got elevated.
Oh, yeah.
By two games.
Oh, if they win this weekend.
Now, I'm 12-5, man. Come on.
If they win this weekend, look out.
Yeah.
And then it gets a little easier. I'm trying to remember who their third game is.
Oh, no,
against.
It does. It does. It's right here.
They don't come home to the end of, I want to say maybe October they come home.
Yeah, so, you know, we're looking at, we got Carolina, then Patriots, and look, you can't underestimate the Patriots.
No.
And then
a rookie
Giants,
quarterback.
The Giants are struggling big time.
Yes.
Washington, who played for, they have no quarterback. They're talking Cam Newton right now, possibly bringing him in. The Seahawks is going to be the next.
And they play them in Seattle.
And look, they go Seahawks-Bucks back-to-back.
Yeah, that's tough.
So it would be really, really nice.
Any of those
And look, I'm not going to get stupid here. I'm not going to say that's 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm not going to say 5-0 going into Seattle, but I'm hoping 4-1.
They could
I'm gonna be. They could be. Just like they could be 3-2 as well.
Yes.
All right, but I'm hoping 4-1 to where you come out of that Seattle-Tampa Bay. Hopefully can split that. Because then you got the Dirty Birds, but then you got the Titans and the Eagles and the Bills and the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough stretch.
Yes, that's a tough stretch. The Bills not looking maybe as good as they thought, but the Cowboys looking a whole lot better. The Eagles looking a whole lot better.
What's the Eagles beat the Falcons?
Yeah, so it's so easy after week one in the NFL to just jump on one, you know. Packers fans right now, oh, God, what are we going to do? Saints fan, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, pretty much what the thought process is right now.
Yes. So, and then you're asking yourself, were the Packers that bad or were we that good?
I think it was just a combination. Packers played poorly. Saints played well.
You know, I'll say this. Buffalo was the one that really – Buffalo. The Steelers made Buffalo look very pedestrian.
Yes, very. You're right.
Very. But I'll say this. I'm a huge fan of Mike Tomlin. I'm a huge fan of the Rooney family, who does not has not jumped ship, because Mike Tomlin has had his years where now never a losing record.
That's right.
Never a losing That's record. Right. But he's had his years where other folks would have gotten rid of their coach.
Oh yeah.
And they have stuck with him. And that's why I have a hard time rooting against Pittsburgh. I'm not a Pittsburgh fan.
And think the Steelers have had three coaches in 52 years.
Oh, yeah. If you go from Knoll to Chin to Cowart. Yeah.
Yeah, Cow.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Just unbelievable.
And the Rooneys have owned the Steelers since the 30s.
Yes. All right. We're going to come back after this. We're going to talk real quick. We're going to talk Major League Baseball standings, because we got some serious wild card races going on. Your Cardinals, man. Big win last night.
I got a song to play for you, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I knew something was coming today. Hey, only a half a game up, pal. But that was a big win. They couldn't throw strikes for a while last night.
They haven't all year.
That's amazing when I see a professional baseball team that can't throw strikes.
They haven't all year. That's what's so sad. And it's just one of those things, man.
All right. So we're going to come back, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we'll end it with that.
All right, we'll be right back right here, 107.5 FM.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, cross country. And Sunday at 2, it's Gino Delafoss. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. And next week, no Sugar Cane Festival. No problem. Quarter Tavern, second annual Fay Dodo will take place September 23rd through the 26th. Thursday, it's Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio. On Friday, Sideshow. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, the cast kicks off at 10, the Bad Boys 2 to 6. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main. Across from McDonald's.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we had a caller call in during the break, so we'll go ahead and put you on. Caller, you're on with Bayou Sports.
What's up, Brent? This is Phil.
What's going on, Phil?
Look, I want to ask you a question. This is not a statement about quarterback controversy. I'm not saying there is one. Just what did you think of Nussmeier? You know, when you saw him running around, did you see any potential there?
Well, Phil, first of all, I did not watch the McNeese game. Did you? All I know is stats.
Oh, well, no. There were about four or five drop balls.
Okay, because I saw he went 3 for 9. But I did know that you had some LSU fans that felt like he did do some good things. I'll say this. Definitely, I don't think he deserves to start right now.
No.
By any stretch. But, you know, I truly believe right now, Phil, that O is fighting for his job. I truly believe that. I truly believe that we have a Chizik situation going on right now in Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
But even more so because – the word cause, and of course, you know, you and I, Pat, we text all the time. We talk about this stuff. The word cause is such a big part of this because if LSU has cause to get rid of O, which a lot of people feel that they do, that just from some of these pictures that have surfaced.
Yeah, right.
The Title IX thing, how much is he involved?
You know, right.
You know, there's a lot of people saying, okay, well, if LSU feels like they want to – just honestly just swipe some stuff under the rug, they can do it. Or if they want to pull it out from under the rug, they can do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I think you're right. I think that stuff could come out if he loses again.
Yes.
And then
he's going to lose again. Does he lose? Yeah. I mean, this is okay. So, first of all, let's get back to the quarterback situation. I do believe that he needs to play, okay? And he, especially if you feel like Max is just not getting it done, that you need to see him in situations where he can play.
Yes.
You know, but Max looked so good late last year. It's just amazing.
It's a confidence thing. His confidence is gone.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this, Phil. I'm just sorry.
The line.
I believe that this guy, Pete, is in way over his head. I just believe
that. Oh, I agree.
You've got a guy that's not called plays before. It ain't easy. Okay?
Right.
It is not easy.
Right.
And I just believe you've got a defensive coordinator that's never called defenses before in a game. You know, they don't know how to get the play in a timely fashion right now.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. And the offensive line is sitting there, squat position, for like 20 to 25 seconds of play.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not taking up on them. I know they're not doing well, but there's more to it than just them being bad linemen.
No, it's a Chinese. I'm telling you, it's coaching. It's a culture. It's coaching. And
right.
O is the bottom line. And look.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, I have always been an O supporter. I've always said that if O can get it done, which he did, he won a national championship.
Yeah, yeah.
But a South Louisiana guy, a true Cajun, getting it done in Baton Rouge would just be phenomenal for this state.
Yeah.
But he's always had these demons going all the way back to when he headbutted Floyd Brown at Floyd Brown's bar in 1992. I was there, okay,
right.
when he got fired by Miami and ended up being at Nichols.
Right.
You know, going all the way back there, that he's always feels he's got to be this larger-than-life character. And he just doesn't seem to feel like he goes by the rules of everybody else.
Well, Brent, you're speaking of Pat Cherio. After we won the national championship, you know, probably the best season LSU's ever had.
Please don't tell me Pat was right about something. I'm not going to be able to deal with that.
No. He texted me and said that Coach O just filed for divorce. And I texted him back and said, that's not good.
And I don't think, and not to get into that, but there were problems there. I'm talking on her end. If you know about all that stuff, but yes, no,
right,
yeah, him being single,
right,
and ready to mingle,
right,
yes, was not good for him. No, not good at all. Not good at all. I agree with that very well. So, but again, going back to Neusmeyer, I do think he needs an opportunity to play. And you know, but Pat, let's go back, and if we're talking, Pat, Phil, the fact that John Emery, you just don't, and look, I hate to use this name, but he has set the bar because he was at LSU. Do you see stuff like that happen in Nick Saban programs?
No.
Where you've got
no,
a five-star guy that all of a sudden ends up ineligible because he took a wrong class.
Yeah, no, that never happens.
That is a culture problem.
Right.
That's a culture problem.
Yeah, it's a CEO deal. Yeah, he's supposed to be the CEO of the program, and he's not doing very well. Yeah.
And look, I'm rooting hard for him.
Yeah, no, I want to win. Yeah.
I mean, look, the couple of times he came in my office at Catholic High, what a candid guy to talk to. And I guess he's a little too candid. You know, I mean, I guess that's his problem. You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, calling out a guy in his sissy blue shirt.
Right, that was stupid.
Yeah, you know, you just and look, I always said, if Steve Spurrier would not have been a good coach, the media and the fans would have spit him out like yesterday's, you know, gristle.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
They'd have chewed him up and spit him out. But you know what? When you're that good, you can get away with all kind of stuff.
Well, okay? You know, Brent, the sissy blue shirt thing. When I saw that before the game, I was like, you tell him, coach. And then after the game, I was like, well, that was stupid.
Yeah.
Because
No, it's all in perspective. No, you love this. And then you lose, and all of a sudden, oh, man, that was stupid.
Exactly.
Perception. Perception is 90% of reality.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Well, all right, brother.
All right, man. Phil, you have a great day.
All right, man. All right, bye.
Yeah, two words, Bobby Petrino.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the hot guy, the hot topic guy. And then, boom. Yeah. You know?
He got what was coming to him.
Yep. So, shifting gears real fast to baseball. My Reds are just, they're disappointing me, but we still got a shot. So, the general deal about baseball right now is there's only, out of six divisional races, there's only one true race. I guess you could say the Braves are still in a race. They're 4.5 up.
Yeah, they got about 18 games left to play.
So, not really. The only real race out there is the Giants and the Dodgers. And that's not a huge race because the loser will get a wild card.
That's right. They're so far.
Yes. They're so far past everybody else. They both clinched.
Yeah.
So that's done.
It's just who's going to win the division.
Exactly. So now in the American League, you've got a three-team dogfight for the two spots. So you've got the Jays, the Yanks, and the Red Sox that are in a virtual tie. The Yankees and the Jays are in a tie, and the Red Sox, maybe one more win, one less loss. I don't know, just something like that. But it's a virtual tie for those two spots. In the National League, I've been talking Reds, Padres, Reds, Padres. Well, they've both been so gross that they've let the Cards back in it. The Cardinals with an 11th inning win last night. They get up 7-4.
Yeah, they do.
In the 11th and still almost lose it. Their pitching's not real good, is it?
The pitching's okay. It's their bullpen. They can't find a stopper right now.
Gotcha. And looks like last night they were having a hard time throwing strikes and still won.
Yeah, they've had that's been an issue all year.
And it looked like a couple of their guys got into it in the dugout.
Yeah, Ponce de Leon and Yachty got into it.
Yeah, the pitcher who couldn't throw strikes.
And he played at U of H, too.
Yeah, evidently his buddy's going, hey, man, how about getting one over the plate? Hey, man, it ain't that easy.
It's time to move on.
You scratch my anchor. You suck my boat. You scratch my anchor.
You scratch my anchor. That's right, Rodney.
All right. So, going to keep an eye on that one. Big shout out to one of the most important cogs in the machine at Catholic High, and what they do is Elizabeth Thomas, and I know she's a huge Cardinals fan along with Turbo here.
Oh, yeah.
So give her a shout out. I know she's fired up about the Cards. Always listening on the radio in her office right there in the football complex at Catholic High. So I know she's fired up. But gosh, dog it, man. My Reds are just killing me. Killing me, man. Before we go to a break, quick talk about possible successors to the helm at USC.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, they've got an interim coach. He's not going to stay the coach. As a matter of fact, he probably won't have a job when it's all said and done. That's the way it typically works. It happened to Coach O. Probably happened to this guy. A lot of names being listed. Matt Campbell, Iowa State.
Yep.
Bob Stoops thrown in there. Could they possibly go out and talk to Stoops?
He's unemployed right now.
Working for TV.
Right, but I mean, not a football coach.
Correct. Chris Peterson, the former Washington / Boise coach. James Franklin at Penn State. Luke Fickell at Cincinnati. He is the hottest Power 5 guy out
right
there.
Right now, yeah.
Ranked number 8 in the country. Eric Bieniemy.
That's who I think is going to get the job. Yeah.
Eric Bieniemy, former Colorado Buff. Heisman? Did he win the Heisman?
No. I don't think so. He played at
Colorado, right?
No, Wisconsin, I thought.
No.
Eric Bieniemy.
I'm pretty sure he was a part of that wishbone kind of veer attack at Colorado. But, I just know he did not play at Wisconsin.
It seemed like – I remember him running down. He was at a –
Colorado.
Okay.
Oh, I got you on that one, Turbo.
All right. Maybe he coached at
Wisconsin. He actually recruited at Cairncrow. So when he was coaching, maybe at Pitt, I forget which school he was coaching, but he actually recruited a kid by the name of Jacoby Briscoe that I had that ended up at University of Miami and then ended up as a Raging Cajun to finish out his career.
I don't know. There was somebody I thought from Wisconsin that was a big time.
I mean, Ron Dane. Ron Dane.
Yeah, but that's not who I was thinking of. Yeah. That,
they had one after that.
He's basically been at running back coach at Colorado, UCLA, back to Colorado, and then he was Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator.
So it was Colorado that he was recruited
for?
Okay. I do remember he was wearing black, so that makes sense. Brian Kelly from Notre Dame. And, you know, they threw his name out there yesterday.
So he coached against his brother?
First of all, that would be crazy. But number two, it is a thought. Now, I don't think they're going to get Brian Kelly. I don't think Brian Kelly's going anywhere. But to support your argument that you always talk about Notre Dame, the difficulty of recruiting there.
Absolutely.
Because of the academic standards. And, of course, I will say this. They will lower the standards for X amount of players. Tulane does it. Stanford does it. Notre Dame does it. They all do it.
The lowest score you can have is a 21 to get in.
But what they'll do, you do – I will say this, because I know this for a fact. They do have presidential exemptions, they call it.
They do.
They do. When you got a special dude.
I know of one student, this is 20 years ago, though, that Frank Monica recruited, that they juggled his ACT scores to get his 18.
Yeah, you know, so there are exemptions. When a dude's really special and if he can – you can prove to him that he's going to be a model citizen.
And I'll tell you who off the air who this kid was.
Okay, was he from New Iberia?
No.
Okay. But Brian Kelly, it is arguable that he's got a better shot at winning a national championship at USC than he does Notre Dame, when you really think about it.
Oh, I agree.
Even though Notre Dame's been in the Final Four, but it's evident that the talent level just eventually hits him square in the face.
Yeah, and you can
there's
see,
no doubt that the guy can coach
and it's
his
speed.
Brains out.
And it's speed.
Yes. But he just runs out of firepower when he faces the Clemsons, the
Alabamas.
The Alabamas. Oklahomas,
yeah. That's
he
right.
Just, he just runs out of firepower. And sometimes as a coach, you look at that and say, man, what could I be doing if I could just recruit anybody the heck I wanted, okay, that's a qualifier? That if I'm recruiting the same guys that Alabama is, if I can bring in the same guys that they do. So, but again, I do believe that Bieniemy is a front runner if he wants that. I'm just telling you, it is way harder to coach in college than it is in the NFL. That's why so many of those college guys want to move up to the NFL. Recruiting is a job in itself. And you've got to put on that face and go in those living rooms and do all that stuff. And I'm just telling you, it's why so many college guys, the guy Carolina now that was at Baylor, okay, you know, Nick Saban did it, Urban Meyer, so many of those guys want to get up into the NFL. Because it's easier in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. You're home every night.
Yes. You sleep in your bed every night. The off season's easier. The off season is truly off. Yeah, you're going to go in and you're going to look at some film and you're going to do these things. But it's way easier. College coaching, especially when you're in that Saban system, as I call it, it is nonstop. The month of June gets slow, and that's it.
It used to be July, but it's June now.
It's June. June's your month. If you're going to do something with the family, it better be in June. All right. During the break, if you want to give us a call in 367-1240. We've got two tickets, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dow Boars, given away to Quarter Tavern. Excuse me.
Wrong sponsor.
I apologize to Quarter Tavern. So my man Ty at Quarter Tavern is giving away two Cajuns tickets. So if you give us a call once we get on the break, you will get those two tickets to the Cajuns-Ohio game Thursday evening at Cajun Field. Remember, 367-1240, Quarter Tavern, giving away tickets right here at 107.5 FM.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, cross country. And Sunday at 2, it's Gino Delafosse. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. And next week, no Sugar Cane Festival. No problem. The Quarter Tavern, second annual Fado Do will take place September 23rd through the 26th. Thursday, it's Chubby Carrier and Zydeco Trio. On Friday, Sideshow. Saturday, the Cajun Company Band. And Sunday, the cast kicks off at 10, the Bad Boys 2 to 6. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Suzanne Thibodeau was quick on the draw.
Yes, she was.
Made the quick call, got the tickets.
At fourth and one, she took it.
She made the quick call. She wasn't Coach Pete's at LSU. She didn't take forever to get in the call.
Yes, she did.
She, boom. 367, 1240, she got the ticks.
Offensive linemen didn't have a chance to put their stance down.
So, Suzanne, come after 1 p.m. today, and Jeff will be here, and grab your tickets to the Cajuns game. Speaking of Cajuns, we'll go ahead and move there. We'll talk Sun Belt and what the conference looks like right now and the Cajuns' future schedule. So, the Cajuns are opposite Coastal, Troy, and App State. Arguably, the three best teams in the conference other than the Cajuns. If you remove the Cajuns from the equation. But the Cajuns do have App on the schedule. And would you – wait, I've got the schedule.
Yeah.
I've got the Canes.
Yeah, it's right there.
We do have Troy on the schedule as well. Yeah, so yeah. Two of those three are on the schedule.
And Troy's there in Lafayette.
We are at Troy.
Okay.
Coastal right now is 2-0. Now,
well, they look good last week, Friday night.
Yes, and against Kansas. Just beat the crap out of
especially
the Citadel, what they're supposed to.
Yeah, and they beat Kansas in the second half.
And Kansas, okay, so you beat a Power 5, but it's Kansas. It's the bottom of the barrel.
Been different. It'd been basketball.
Yes, it's bottom of the barrel, Power 5. But that's still right. Beat them pretty handily, like 49-23,
yeah,
something like
there.
That was
yeah.
The score. So Coastal seems to be Coastal. Troy lost to Liberty 21-13. The question is, how good is Liberty?
That's a good question. Yeah.
We just don't know where Liberty falls.
Because Cajuns beat them 35-14 last
yes.
year.
But Liberty was pretty good.
They did. They played in a bowl game. I do.
Arguably the best win, one of the top wins for the Cajuns last year.
Yes.
Was that Liberty win?
Iowa State.
Yeah. Oh, no. Thank you. Stand corrected. Second biggest win.
Yes.
Second biggest win. You've got App lost. Sometimes it's more revealing about a team's strength in their losses than their wins.
Of course, they were down in Miami now.
They lost to Miami 25-23.
Yeah.
Now, look.
Even though the cat fell from the second. Yes.
Miami, I know it. They got their brains beat out by Alabama. But Alabama, throw Alabama out there. They play on a different planet.
Yeah.
So, App losing to the U, 25-23. That says they're pretty stinking good.
Yeah, at Miami, too.
Yes. Arkansas State, how good is Memphis? Now, Memphis beat the snot out of Nichols.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
And Arkansas State loses to Memphis 55-50.
Yeah, they came back. They were down for a while, though, so I don't know if that was maybe some backups in for Memphis or not. But anyway, new coach at Memphis, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah. So, Texas State, typically not very good. Monroe, I don't think they're going to be
And
good
Terry Bowden's there.
Now, South Al is 2-0, but haven't beaten anybody. They played very poor schedule. Now, Ohio this week. Let's talk about Ohio. So I checked these guys out.
The Bobcats.
And this team is worse on paper than Nichols. And I don't want to say Nichols is bad, but I'm just going to say this is not a good football team.
Yeah, the betting line went up from 19 to 20 now.
They lost to Duquesne.
Yeah.
I didn't know Duquesne. Neither of us knew that Duquesne played football. The only reason I know how to pronounce Duquesne is from ESPN talking about them in basketball.
That's right.
And not that they're that good in basketball, but just over the years, you just hear, you know, they look more, if you phonetically try to say Duquesne, they look more like DeQuincy or something like
that.
They got an S in there, a silent S.
Yes.
With a QU.
You know, Duquesne's in Pittsburgh.
I did not know that.
Well, you
didn't know where Duquesne is.
You do know.
Yes. Where's Ohio? Is it in Ohio?
As last I recall, it was. I'm trying to know the community. And, yeah, we have an Ohio graduate here.
A University of Ohio.
Yes.
So not like Miami of Ohio, just Ohio. And not Ohio State.
No, that's right. Ohio.
Ohio. Who is that?
Bill Ball.
Oh, okay. Bill Ball. Had a son play quarterback Catholic High.
That's right. His son. That's correct.
Beat one of my teams at Crowley.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the team. His son was the quarterback of the most talented team in Catholic High history. I don't care.
That was the three LSU
guys?
Yeah,
the three LSU guys.
Okay.
And like I said, with the three LSU guys, and none of them was the best player on the team.
Wow.
Travis Zachary was the best player on the team.
Yeah, the running back.
Yeah, the running back. And he didn't go to LSU.
And to our knowledge, one time he was the leading rusher in the history of Catholic High, I think.
Yeah.
I think Trey passed him up.
Trey Henry.
Yes.
Correct.
And Duquesne's a Catholic university.
Interesting. So, Cajuns need to get it done against Ohio. This does not need to be a close game. After that, we go on a two-game run away. So, we go at Georgia Southern, who's 1-1 right now. Georgia Southern, typically, they can move the football. We go at Georgia Southern, out at South Al. So, Cajuns really need to be 4-1 going into App State. Because then you go App State, Ark State. And both of those are good teams. App at home now. But I will say this. I'm hoping I don't see the Cajuns getting the 25,000 that they did Thursday night, that they did on Saturday.
Yeah, that's going to be.
Because it's a Thursday.
Yeah, it's
And
hard.
Because it's on national TV, okay, that's going to keep a lot of people home.
Yes. ESPN 2 or 1?
I'm not sure. We'll know that tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you in a moment. Go ahead.
But if the Cajuns can run the next three.
ESPN.
So it's on ESPN. If the Cajuns can just take care of the next three, October 12th at home, I feel like that can be a 28,000 to 30,000 person game.
Yes.
For the Cajuns.
That'd be an evening game. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, I really believe it. So, you know.
And what date is that again?
That would be October 12th.
Are the Tigers away?
I don't know.
That's a good question. You know.
Well, no, I can look right here.
Because they draw from some of the UL crowd. You know, they're dual kind of.
Well, wait. So October 12th. I don't think. Look at that on your calendar. I don't think October 12th is a Saturday.
I tend to agree with you. I don't think it is too.
Because the ninth, the gumbo cook-off is the weekend of like the 10th. So I'm thinking it's like a. Tuesday. It's a Tuesday.
A Tuesday they play.
Yeah. If this is correct, what I'm looking at on our
Tuesday.
Yes, on a
Tuesday. Yeah, I remember Eric saying earlier in the year they played some strange nights they play on. So yeah. This year.
But that could be huge. That game, Tuesday night, only game in town. You really promote it. You push it. That could be a big one. Big one.
Yes, indeedy.
With that being said, we'll keep it on the Cajuns. Not going to go negative here. Going to try to go positive. Although you could really easily go negative. Huge problems with the concession situation at Cajun Field. I will say that Maggart and DeLeon, they've owned up to it, and they swear that it's going to be taken care of. Now, really, shame on them that it happened in the first place.
Was it just the people?
It's just, I think it was everything. They didn't have enough of what they needed. They weren't transitioning people in and out. Lines were lasting forever. All kind of logistical problems. But they have all been addressed and have promised that it is taken care of.
Yeah, that's almost like going to a restaurant and getting a bad meal and you might not want to come back. Yep. So hopefully that doesn't hurt.
And look, just speaking plainly here, not a good look. Not a good look for the Cajuns. Not a good look at all for the Cajuns. You basically all week long, are the fans going to show up? Are the fans going to show up? And then the fans show up and you can't feed them.
Yeah. That's a good crowd, you know.
Yeah. So let's hope that they have fixed it. And I do believe they will. I do believe that they will. Great guys. You've got such a great hierarchy there. I believe in Maggart. I believe in DeLeon. I believe in those guys. The ball was dropped. You know, sometimes people got to get fired over stuff like that. I'm talking about, so I believe that they entrusted some people to do their jobs who didn't do their job.
Are they hired
out? You know, you typically, you sub that out.
That's right.
You sub that out to people. And you just trust that they're going to do their job because the better they do their job, the more money they're going to make.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to wrap up that with the Sun Belt. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some SEC and ACC. Again, congratulations to Suzanne Thibodeau. Got her two free tickets from the Quarter Tavern. Going to UL, Ohio. Hope she has a great time. Remember, Suzanne, come pick up those tickets after 1 p.m. today. And we're going to be right back. Remember to stay tuned. Later on, after the show, Lee Kay coming in hot with the Breakfast Club. We'll be right back right here at 367-1240.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
At Arsenault Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories, then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're coming off talking Sun Belt. Let's move over to the SEC and the ACC. And
ACC?
Well, I want to make some comparisons.
Oh, okay.
You know I'm not an ACC.
Oh,
fan.
I know you're not. That's why I was kind of floored.
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to start with this. Saw this graphic this morning. So your top 10 teams in the AP poll.
Okay.
Let's look what they have left for the rest of the season as far as ranked opponents, currently ranked opponents.
All right.
Not last week, not in the future,
yeah,
of course.
There were some changes.
Current ranked opponents. Alabama has to play the number 7 team, the number 11 team, the number 17 team, the number 20 team, and the number 22 team. Five ranked opponents. Georgia, which is pretty – being that they're in the SEC, the fact that they only play the 11th ranked, 20th ranked, and 22nd ranked, to me, that really puts them in a good position.
Yes.
And they really need to get through it because they need to get to the point where they finish undefeated in a loss to Alabama. An SEC championship game still might allow them into the
It depends how bad they're beaten or if they win or if they can pull out a win.
But, you know, I'll give you this example. LSU, it was a given. It was said that even if they lost the SEC championship game
in
19,
okay,
that they were in.
Oh, I think so, too.
You know. Oklahoma has to play the number 14 team. I'm not even sure who that is.
Oklahoma State?
I don't think Oklahoma State's that high, but I could be wrong. Oregon has to play the number 13 team.
Iowa State.
There we go. Iowa has to play the number 10, the number 18 team. I'm going to skip the number 6 team, who they have to play.
Okay.
A&M has to play the number 20, the number 1, the number 22, the number 17. Cincinnati has to play the number 12, which is Notre Dame. Ohio State still has yet to play number 10 and number 25. Penn State has to play 22, 5, 9, and 25. And then you got old Clemson sitting there at number 6.
Oh, what's a breathtaking schedule do they have?
Let me start listing the top 25 teams that they have to play the rest of the season? Let me count. Let's see. None!
You sure North Carolina's still
there? None.
North Carolina?
They don't play North Carolina. They're not on the schedule.
That's right. In the other division. That's correct.
They're not on the schedule.
Yeah. Wow.
Dabo, give me a break, man.
Yeah.
ACC. The number two team in the power rankings of the ACC right now is Virginia Tech. Okay? Miami at 3, Pitt at 4. Pittsburgh, who barely got out of Tennessee alive. I'm talking about Tennessee, yeah, and also ran in the SEC right now. A rebuild.
41-34, yes. I think. Huh?
And they're ranked in the hierarchy of the ACC.
This is not your Tony Dorsett Pitt.
Now, I'll say this. The SEC has taken a hit as of late. You've got some teams that are kind of finding themselves. Bama, of course, listed as the top team. Georgia in second. It's not even close. Yeah. They're the two best teams in the country right now. Ole Miss at 3, and I believe that. I agree with this. I agree right now that Ole Miss, I would rather face A&M than Ole Miss.
Right now, sure.
Yes, I'd rather face A&M than Ole Miss. Even though you know you're going to move the ball against Ole Miss.
Yeah.
But how are you going to stop those guys?
That's right.
Gosh, they're electric on offense. Like Lane Kiffin, hate him all you want. The guy offensively got it going on. Florida, when you think how good they are, okay, playing Bama this week, they're at number 5. Arkansas with a huge win over Texas, just, you know, beat the brakes off of Texas at 6. Kentucky, 7. Auburn, 8. LSU rated at a lowly number 9, ahead of Mississippi State, Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina, and the hapless Vanderbilt.
The Commodores. Yes. But they collect that $40 million check.
Oh, they I'll say this and I'll say it again. It was brought up when Vanderbilt was looking for a head coach. Why not go get you a triple option guy? Go get you a guy that's going to run something different. Why you say triple option guy? I'll give you. When Nick Saban first took the job at Alabama, and they had to play Georgia Southern. When Georgia Southern was running the true triple, I'm talking the Navy-Army triple.
That's right.
He gave up 450 yards rushing or something like that.
That's
ended up
accurate.
Winning the game.
Yes.
And Saban went off. It was legendary how he went off on his AD. Why would you schedule somebody like that? You don't want to face those people.
It's tough. Offensive stop.
Georgia Tech has become a joke in the ACC after they dropped Paul Johnson's.
That's right.
Paul Johnson's not there anymore, and they don't run the triple. It is a it's a difference maker. It's an equalizer.
Bless you.
So I don't know. Vanderbilt, you got to get to a point where unless you just go find you. Excuse me, got the sneezes. James Franklin.
Yeah, he's at Penn State now.
Correct.
He? But he's not running the wishbone.
No, but he didn't run the wishbone there.
No,
but
he
I'm
didn't.
Just saying, he was just that good of a coach.
Yeah, he is a good coach.
If you think coaching doesn't matter, he was just that good of
it
a coach.
It does matter.
So, just when you compare the two conferences, it just kind of gives you a little vomit in your mouth.
Yeah, and you know, Army, Navy, and Air Force run that triple option. And I think
Navy's doing such a horrible job of it right now.
It's surprising because they do have a good coach, and I can't pronounce his name. But
yes, it's the Hawaiian fellow
who played at Navy.
Yes, but when I just look at this, and Clemson does not play another ranked team. And let's face it, the difference between the haves and the have-nots in NCAA football has gotten worse and worse. It's become wider and wider. Even when you're playing the number 25 team, the 25 team relative to the top five is typically a joke.
Yeah, it's a team that's in and out.
Especially if it's a non-major conference team.
Yes. I'm trying to remember. Who did Clemson beat last week? I can't recall. I'm Googling them right now.
Yeah.
But I can't recall who they beat, even though I'm pretty sure they won. I don't think they played
But, looking at Georgia, just looking at the different people folks
beat
have to
– South Carolina State.
I'll tell you. Yeah, big opponent
49-3.
Yeah. How about Cincinnati. Now, of course, they did the same thing last year. Cincinnati had an opportunity to be in the conversation for the Final Four, but lost a big one late. But yeah. if they get by Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. And that's a possibility.
Yeah, because Notre Dame. Toledo almost beat. Holy Toledo!
That's right.
Almost beat Notre Dame.
That was somebody's byline. Harry Carey.
This is my deal. Clemson had better not get in that Final Four.
Playing that schedule.
With one loss. Above another one-loss team.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yes. You with me?
Yes.
If you've got another one loss, I don't in the Big Ten.
Of course, they're going to have an ACC championship.
Yeah. In the Big Ten, Pac-12, they just better not get in. I'll be so upset. You know, of course, they got in last year with a loss to Notre Dame early in the year ahead of A&M, which I didn't get that. I just didn't get it.
Yeah.
I've slowly become a Clemson hater. And it's just because you just don't play anybody.
And A&M had one loss last year?
Yes, one loss.
To Alabama?
Yes.
Okay.
And doesn't get in. So.
Got a nephew at A&M right now.
Yeah. And I just, you got to start feeling that the committee is going to start feeling the pressure of getting a non-Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame team in there.
Yeah. I'd like to see a little variety.
Yes,
know?
Absolutely.
Oregon,
now,
you
get what you're in. If they're undefeated, put them in there.
Oregon might be the team.
But, again, this is what I hate about this power move with the SEC and Texas and Oklahoma. A lot of SEC people love it. Not as much that it shores up the SEC, that it just decimates the Big 12.
Pretty much.
But the reason I hate it is because it's pushing back the 12-team, 16-team playoff.
You're accurate about that, yeah.
Because there's too much uncertainty. So it's going to push it back unless they figure out
how to get G5 teams in there.
Yeah.
That's right.
They've got to figure this thing out. And I really do believe that it was going to be voted on prior to the big power move with Texas and Oklahoma that we were going to a 12-team playoff.
Yes.
That it was done. But now it's not.
Might be eight.
Eight's better than four.
Yeah, I agree.
Go six. Go to a play-in. Go to a play-in game. I don't mind that.
When you sit out a week, do your team get stale or do you need to get playing?
No. You sitting out a month, you get stale. Sitting out a week, no.
Okay.
An extra week, no. I think it helps you because now you can start breaking down and looking at your opponent. I think it's an advantage, which you should have an advantage if you don't have the bye. That's always the thing about a bye. You get the advantage of being able to prepare, especially if you really know who's going to win. I can remember when we beat Calvary on our way to the Superdome, and we had a bye, and they did, and I got to go watch them against Menard. Had 2 weeks to prepare for a team that I just wasn't sure we could beat, and we ended up beating the brakes off of them. But it just helped. Those 2 weeks helped.
Yeah, you left points off the board, too.
Yep. All right. Another great day. Looks like the weather is not going to be near as bad. We thought it was going to be.
I sure hope so.
Remember to stick around. We got the Breakfast Club coming up with Lee Kay. And always a big thanks to all of our sponsors, Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern, thanks for the tickets, Ty, United Fire and Safety, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric. Give them a call at 944-4547. My man Jonas. See you tomorrow.